Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you, including the work that Christina Cavanaugh has given us over the years, the outstanding ideas and perspectives and expertise and best practices and tips on being more effective and productive with email. Christina Cavanaugh is the expert on that. She's the author of Managing Your Email. She's here with us right now. And Christina, we were talking as we went to the break about helping people make sure that their email client, their email server is clean. It doesn't have any, you know, that you're not receiving any more spam than necessary. You know, the other than the stuff that just came in, but you know, that's one of the bane of the existence of most people who use email is spam. Mm-hmm. And that's the first annoyance. And there are ways. I mean, you can put filters. There are filters in your client. I guess there are other tools. Maybe you can attach to your email client. I don't know, that would help you filter certain keywords you use. Is that what you do?
Yeah, some of it. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can, if there are certain words it'll go right into the junk folder for sure.
Right.
Email addresses or addresses of, you know, where messages come in from.
Right.
If they're in your blacklist, then mm-hmm. Yes, they end up getting filtered. The other thing that's important with filtering spam is that you've got a really good piece of software that is up to date and that also has live feeds. So that there's a constant updating of
right.
different sort of spams and Trojan horses and this type.
Okay,
of thing.
Okay, that's a security. Now that let's make sure we differentiate between spam filters and security systems.
Yeah,
because they are two different things.
Yeah.
Spam filters only prevent unwanted emails from getting into your inbox and annoying you. Right?
Right.
And security systems actually isolate malware and keep it out of your system, right?
Yeah. And some of those are linked. They're like one software that works interactively. So,
right.
So yeah, so the idea is that, you know, you've at least got a spam filter, because you and I talked at the break. There are a lot of people out there who don't even have that on
right.
their computers
right.
with their email clients. So,
mm-hmm.
And then you can start using, you can set it. So you go in, and it takes a few minutes. It's not complex, but you can start to set for the level. Like they'll say, do you want a high filter? Do you want a highest filter?
Right.
Do you want, you know, a lesser filter?
Mm-hmm.
And one can play with that, because the other thing is that anything you filter can go into a junk email folder.
Right.
And make sure you check your junk email.
You have
folders.
To go back every so often and see if you identify, see if there's anything in there that might have gotten caught. But you know, if you just put in, okay, let's say you get a lot of email that you don't want about vegetables,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, you see, you get my point, folks. This is a metaphor. So about vegetables. So you don't like vegetables. You don't want to get any vegetable emails. Well, put in turnips. And collard greens and carrots and peas and things like that. Put those words into the spam filter, and it'll block those, won't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's as easy as that. But I think sometimes people think, oh, if it's not automatic, if I don't see it, then you know I don't have any control over it.
Or they're
right.
worried, and justifiably they're worried that the filter will catch something that they really needed right away,
yeah.
and that it'll go into the spam folder, and they might not check it quick enough, and that's justified in being concerned.
Well, it
about
is,
that.
But you know the cases of that happening are smaller. you know, I have caught messages in my junk email. I do open that folder. I do have a quick look at it, mm-hmm. and then I just disperse it. And you know what I always say? If you really missed an email and it's important, somebody's going to call you or email you.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's not life-threatening.
That's right. Usually it's not. But back to the security system, folks, please, 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 there's too much available out there. Some of it is even free, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
too much security capability available out there for you not to be able to protect your system from malware, some kind of a Trojan horse, a worm, or something like that. Make your, you know, you, if you don't do this, folks, you could literally get a visit by the FBI, right, Christina? I mean, if somebody's using your computer as a drone, as a zombie, and they can do that with a Trojan horse, folks, then you could be the person that the FBI thinks is sending out a bunch of stuff that's bad.
Yeah, that's for sure, and especially for your listeners and with small business, it is, you know, really critical to make sure that you've got this in place, because unfortunately it all rests on your shoulders to do. You
exactly.
don't have the IT department.
Folks, security system is different from the spam filter, two different things. Hey, Christina, when that happens, when the drone thing, the zombie thing happens in Canada, do the Royal Canadian Mounted Police show up? Is that what happened?
Huh? I don't know. It's probably some guys in leather jackets and grubby jeans.
Okay, all right. I just, it might be worth it to get the guys, the Mounties to show up on their horses. You know, that might be kind of cool. Hey, Christina, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim.
Christina Kavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.